ABC Radio Australia.
Prominent human rights researcher says the killing of an American pilot by separatists in West Papua has undermined their campaign to become independent from Indonesia. Nicholas Gosselin was flying for a private charter company when he was attacked and killed by members of the West Papua National Liberation Army. Andreas Hassono is a researcher with the Human Rights Watch and has investigated human rights abuse by separatists and the Indonesian military. He says the use of violence by both sides of the conflict must be condemned by everyone.
I did not buy the argument that he was bringing Indonesian troops, at least during that particular fight to Yahukimo. I condemn the killing. I don't think the West Papua National Liberation Army or that particular commander, because they are very decentralized, is right in attacking and fatally shot this young American pilot.
Do you think this undermines independence efforts? Do you think it discredits the independence movement?
Yes. It is discrediting the independent movement in West Papua. Because, again, any movement, not only independence movement, human rights, LGBT rights, the best, the most effective history has taught me is non-violent movement. Violence will be just violence. So it is discrediting the independence movement in West Papua.
Human rights abuses against West Papuan civilians is well documented, and the human rights agencies have consistently expressed concerns around there.
Yeah.
But we're also hearing about atrocities committed against Indonesian civilians by separatists in West Papua, right?
Yes.
The killing of miners and even West Papuan natives. There was a female activist. She was filmed being executed.
Yes.
This is a problem, right?
It is. It is a problem. There are many civilians from many sides of the conflict, including indigenous Papuan civilians, including Indonesian civilian. All killings of the civilians should be condemned. Although we should also understand the disproportionate number of civilian Papuans, indigenous Papuans. They are obviously the ones that are disproportionately wounded, killed.
The escalation of violence in West Papua, it seems to be getting worse, right? We're hearing reports of increasing military build-up and more civilian deaths. Could you give us an update on what is happening there in West Papua at the moment, the conflict?
The increase happened because the Indonesian government would like to clear nearly 3 hectares of lands, forests, and swamps, but some underused lands, especially in South Papua. They are grabbing the lands. They assign some companies to plan to produce so-called food and energy estate with sugarcane, palm oil, oil palm, what else? Rice field, and some other farming activities, commercial farming activities. Of course, they do not consult the indigenous Papuans, just like what they do over the last 6 decades. Papuans are not happy, of course, with more damages on top of existing problem, mining operation, other oil palm plantation in Papua. In a bid to clear this massive land, Indonesian military send more troops from other parts of Indonesia. They also want to increase the number of military battalions in the 6 provinces in West Papua, South Central Papua, South Papua, Central Papua, Papua Highlands, West Papua, and the others. That's because of the presence of bigger military in West Papua, to the extent that the ratio, one soldier per civilian, is the highest, not only in Indonesia, in the world. The ratio is the highest in the world, one of the highest in the world. Of course, the Papuan reacted. They are already doing the so-called tribal wars, mostly using traditional weapons, spears, bows and arrows. They are also increasing the fight against Indonesian security forces. In fact, one Papuan leader in Wamena, he told me that maybe this is the end of our struggle.
And that was Andreas Hasono, a researcher for Human Rights Watch, and he was speaking there to Pacific Beats Whenau Whanua.